In 1950s America, kids might have finished their school day with a trip by the drugstore soda fountain, where they could get an ice cream cone or a Coke for a nickel. That story is real life in this town. The story of the soda fountain still charging 1950s prices is part of our Best of the American Countryside 2010 on this edition of the American Countryside. David Norman's father and grandfather founded Ava Drug on August 29, 1950. When David took over the operation, he decided to modernize the store.
In 1982, I decided that soda fountain was old-fashioned, wasn't making enough money, so we took it out. I knew I'd made a mistake.
He sold the business in 1991, but got a chance to buy it back in 2003.
I knew when I bought it, I was going to put the soda fountain back. So it took a couple of years. I know far more about a soda fountain than I ever really wanted to know.
When the soda fountain reopened, David charged 1950s prices, 5 cents per scoop of ice cream and 5 cents per soda.
I thought, well, we'll keep those prices for 2 or 3 months. And I thought, well, I kind of like those prices. So we've just kept it.
People are always asking him if he can make money at those prices.
3 gallons of ice cream cost $20 or $21. And I can assure you, selling it for a nickel a dip, you don't come out very well. But that's not really the issue. And my age made me put it back the way it is and not care whether it made money.
The inexpensive treats keep people coming in the drugstore, and he enjoys seeing happy customers of all ages.
I didn't anticipate the number of school children that would come, but the nickel ice cream and the nickel Coke brings them in here at 3:30 in the afternoon. Well, you won't be able to find a seat. There'll be 40 kids over there when school's out, and that's okay.
The soda fountain seats 37, and it's full most of the day in this town of 3,000. Traveling the countryside in Ava, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.